It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Up to about 9,000 Coloradans every day are getting vaccinated for coronavirus. It's a big drop from the number of people getting vaccinated in the spring. And Denverite's Rebecca Spias reports that at one mobile clinic in Aurora, people's reasons for waiting until now are complex.
Some people were there for the new $100 Walmart gift cards. Some people were there for ease of access. And some people said they were bullied by their friends or just peer pressured in general. For other people, seeing more evidence of what the vaccines and COVID-19 are doing in society is slowly changing their minds. But no one I talked to had trivialized COVID. It wasn't as if they didn't care.
Denver writes Rebecca Spias. More than 2 million Coloradans have not had even one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says too many violent criminals are being let out of jail too early, and it's making the city less safe. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
In his State of the City address on Monday, Hancock says those who are accused of committing low-level and non-dangerous crimes should not stay in jail for lengthy periods. But that shouldn't mean that dangerous people should be let out either. He called blanket policies that let more people out of jail bad for the city.
There must be a balance between reform that keeps low-level, non-violent folks from going to jail in the first place and our residents' safety. One not cannot come at the expense of the other.
In 2 years, Denver has seen a huge spike in most kinds of crime. Business burglaries are up 143%, carjackings up 140%, and homicides are up 81% since 2019. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Colorado Supreme Court decided to give the state's independent redistricting commission more time to draw the state's political maps. The state constitution says the commissions have to submit new maps to the court by September 1st, but the U.S. Census still has not delivered the detailed population data which is needed to draw the final lines. The court gave the commission an extra month. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.